And welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. State lawmakers continue to discuss changing the state's no-fault auto insurance law, as insurance industry advocates say that claims are costing too much, and that Michigan is the only state left that mandates no-fault insurance with lifetime payouts. To talk about how changing the law would affect Michigan drivers, I'm joined by Laura Appel, Vice President for Federal Policy and Advocacy for the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Welcome to the program, Laura.
Thank you.
Insurance companies say that while adequate coverage is important, it's just too costly to have a system with uncapped benefits. Isn't it reasonable to set some limits so that costs are somewhat controlled?
I think that controlling costs can be done without necessarily limiting the benefits that folks need. And you might think, how can that be? Well, here's the problem. If we don't have the system we use now where your own insurance company takes care of the claims that you have related to an auto accident, we have a couple of options instead. And first and foremost is a return to lawsuits. And it'd be very expensive to have people who are catastrophically injured suing other drivers for their benefits. That would require perhaps more than a third of what we're spending now be spent on trial attorneys, defense attorneys, claims costs, et cetera.
Well, you know, this insurance legislation that's being considered, it gives consumers the option of buying quite a range of coverage, ranging from $250,000 to $5 million worth of personal injury coverage. With that kind of range of benefit options, doesn't that give drivers the option they need to be fully covered?
I think that it makes sense if you could choose the accident you're going to be in and that you would only need $250,000. You know, people don't choose their accident. I fear their accident chooses them. None of us think that it's going to be us that's going to be in that serious, two-car accident that might even result in, you know, multiple people being injured severely. Nobody plans for that. And I think that there would be an absolute majority, if not almost entirely, people choosing the lower $250,000 benefit, which means that we would spread the risk over only a few people for the higher limits, and that even those of us who might want to choose the higher limits would find them unaffordable because very few people were choosing them.
Now, I know we're one of a handful of states that have no-fault insurance. The other states do apparently have some sort of a cap. How have things worked out for them?
Well, I assume that in those situations that they're not doing as good a job of the complete care that we can take that we can give to people who are catastrophically injured in Michigan. I imagine that some people are winning big in the lottery, the litigation lottery. I think other people are probably using Medicaid for their services. And I would say that I've heard anecdotal stories of, for example, similar things happening in Ohio where people use a lawsuit to try and recover the expenditures they need for their loved one, but the family ends up being bankrupt by the time the court case is over.
And what about the in terms of the number, the percentage of accidents and injuries that occur, how many of those really do require enormous costs, medical costs?
Well, luckily, very few require enormous medical costs, but that's also true about our health insurance. In general, very few people get very ill. Most of us are relatively healthy, and so if you look at any type of medical coverage, it's likely that there are a whole lot of people buying it and not very many people using the highest limits of it because, you know, luckily these things just don't happen every day. But when they do, in our state, when a very tragic situation occurs, we have the resources that we've set aside up front to help the family or the accident victim get the best possible outcome. I think Michigan's very smart. And we know that of all the cars on the road, some of them are going to have accidents, and there's going to be people in them that are going to get injured, and we faced up to that up front and put aside the money through our insurance premiums to get those people covered.
I'm talking to Laura Appel, the Vice President for Federal Policy and Advocacy for the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Laura, the Insurance Institute of Michigan says that they've seen claims increase over 166% over the last 10 years alone. That sounds like things are starting to spin out of control. The industry says the costs are becoming unsustainable. What are we supposed to do about that?
You know, I haven't seen the specifics of how they came up with something that used to be on average a claim of $13,000 that is now $36,000. There are a number of possibilities. For one thing, we might have more severely injured people that we are able to keep alive at the onset of their accident. So if you have people that are more severely injured and their ongoing care is more expensive, you know, those types of things might be happening. And certainly we have new and better technologies that we're introducing all the time to assist people who have serious needs. I would also wonder if there aren't maybe some places where we are we do need to look into better analysis of the type of care that's being delivered to make sure that it's appropriate for those folks. But nothing about this bill that they've introduced would do any of that. It simply moves the responsibility for caring for folks after about the $250,000 mark off into litigation or Medicaid or I don't know where.
Insurance companies have wanted to change the no-fault law in the state for many years.
Absolutely.
Are they likely to get results now that we see Republican lawmakers in full control? Is your sense that state lawmakers do support this change?
There are a number of folks that we know support it. There are a number of folks that we know don't. And I wouldn't be able to guess right now if there is a majority of support in the Michigan House of Representatives where this bill is moving. I know that they're going to try and take a vote tomorrow in the House Insurance Committee. I don't know if they'll vote on the bill as introduced or on a substitute, and I don't know if they have the votes to get it out.
Is this the closest we've come now to having our no-fault law changed?
Actually, in 1993, legislation passed that would have done some of the similar things that this bill purports to do, and that was overturned by the voter referendum in 1994 by about a 60 or 65% margin. The bill that's before us now actually has an appropriation in it, which is a legislative gimmick used to prevent a referendum.
Now, while insurance industry advocates acknowledge that they can't guarantee that rates will go down with the change in our no-fault law, they do say the rate could drop by 15%. Isn't this something Michigan drivers would be happy to see?
You know, for the portion of our coverage, which is the no-fault portion, our average premium in Michigan is about $493. It ranks 16th in the country and about $22 more than the national average. 15% off of $500, not a lot of money when you consider the type of benefit that you are relinquishing in exchange.
And finally, what's wrong with having the few cases that involve injuries that require big payments, long-term payments, those types of cases going to court to get the money from the at-fault driver? Aren't those likely to be only occasional occurrences?
Well, I think that there probably would be in the hundreds, maybe a couple hundred a year. That's a lot of money being determined at the court level. It's highly inefficient. We would, in addition to spending all the money that we need to take care of the people who are injured, we'd also have to reimburse attorneys and others for their costs, which adds a huge inefficiency to the system. There's not a lot of extra money hanging around in healthcare right now. I don't think that that's very wise. Also, I think there would be a number of people who would perhaps prevail in a lawsuit and an equal number who would not. And whether or not we had the coverage for folks out there, their costs will still be incurred. If someone suffers a traumatic brain injury and has permanent deficits for the rest of their life, that cost is incurred whether we change our no-fault system or not.
I wonder, why is Michigan the only state in the country at this point with this uncapped no-fault law?
Well, I think it's important to recognize that there are a number of other systems that don't have a cap: workers' compensation, Medicare, Medicaid. Once you qualify for long-term care in a nursing home under Medicaid, we don't cut you off after a certain limit. So the no-fault idea is not quite as different as we might think. But in terms of using it for our auto insurance, why is Michigan the only one? I don't have a specific answer for that. I think that there was, when we designed our system, we did a better design than just about every other state. And that has borne out, and that is why it's continued to be successful for 38 years, and that's why we still have an average premium that's right around the national average, even though we have better coverage for accident victims than anybody else in the country.
Laura Oppel, Vice President for Federal Policy and Advocacy for the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen, and you're listening to 1320 WILS.